Hello, small one. Hear my voice. Quiet your mind, small one. Your thoughts are chaotic, and I dislike the noise. No harm will come to you by my hand. Not on this night, at least. Calm yourself, or I will be forced to find another of your kind to speak to instead. Your kind are not used to telepathy. But you needn't panic when you hear my voice echo and boom in your mind. It's not so different from your ordinary way of speech. Only more efficient. Caution, small one. Do not pry at the thing at the back of your neck. It is one of my children, and is the reason that you can hear my voice. By now, it is already well integrated into your body and cannot be removed without damage to yourself unless I command it. You may call me the Hive Queen, for I have crossed the void to nest on this world. My only desire for my hive is to prosper. And so long as you don't stand in the way of that goal, no harm will come to you. Nor to your kind. Keep in mind, small one, that if you should tell any of your kin about me, I will consider you a threat. The child in your neck can do more than relay my voice, should you displease me. I have contacted you this night for a purpose of great significance. I require a gene weaver for my hive. Every child that makes up my hive is birthed by me, but I do not decide their form, or at least I am not well suited to such decisions. You see, small one, a gene weaver is required to properly design children to serve the hive's purposes. Ordinarily, I would birth my own gene weaver, but deep within my genetic memory, I recall the practices of hive queens long past. The wisest would seek the guidance of native life forms when they would come upon a world with intelligent life. You see, you understand this world far better than I. You know its conditions, and you are familiar with the life that thrives here. You would make a superior gene weaver. I have selected you based on a number of factors. I believe that you would serve the hive well, though I will not coerce you to join. A position this vital could not be given to a slave or to a thrall. You may refuse the position with no fear of peril. Your memory will be purged of this interaction, and my child will leave you with no trace of his presence. However, small one, I advise you to consider your options. This is no meager offer. You have the opportunity to guide the future of your world. And if you don't, then someone else will. Someone whose values that you may not share. My hive will become a formidable force. My children can take any conceivable form. Perform any conceivable task. They can be mighty weapons, peerless tools, or unshakable guardians. So long as you allow my hive to grow and to prosper, you may command the children that you design as you see fit, though I shall always be able to override you if I wish. And as compensation for your assistance, you can use them to fulfill your personal desires. You could command armies to eradicate your hated enemies, grow food to feed the starving masses. You could even conquer this world and command your people as you please. If you are the self-serving type, then this, small one, is your opportunity to take hold of everything you've ever desired. And if you're the altruistic type instead, this is your chance to bring peace to your people and to prevent someone else from using this power for evil. Of course, if you do not wish to disrupt your world, then we can live in secret. My hive has already existed in this world for several dozen cycles around your star without detection. If it is your desire, then your people never need know that we share this world with them. We do very, very well underground. I sense your apprehension, small one. You doubt my words. You fear that my hive will attack humanity, regardless of your wishes. But consider this, small one. If my hive were to hold such animosity towards your kind, why would I extend this offer to you? There are risks for me as well. You could manipulate me, convince me to create children that are ill-prepared to defend against human forces. I am placing my trust in you, hoping that you see the merit in helping us both thrive. You have my word, for whatever it is worth, that I will not threaten your kind so long as they pose no true threat to us. If you insist upon it, we will even avoid retaliation should they strike at us first, so long as you can guarantee our survival. Our only desire is to thrive and to prosper. And there is one other goal. Someday, I must get the opportunity to send eggs out into the void. Infant queens that will eventually find their way to new planets to call their own. They have ways of sending eggs to the void, though they are less than subtle. This is a goal that needn't be met for a long time, just as long as it is one day fulfilled. It is our way, how we are able to truly prosper. We find a world, adapt, grow the hive and thrive. Creating queen eggs takes a great deal of time, energy, resources, which is why we must excel, not merely survive. These new queens will receive my memories and experience, as well as those of my ancestors, which will aid them when they reach their new homes. I was fortunate in many ways to find my way here. This world is already so fertile. I have no need to battle against a thin atmosphere of radiation, as so many queens before me have. But there are very few worlds that have creatures like you living on them. You are mysterious to me, small one, and I must treat you all with respect and caution. But I believe that if you aid me, my arrival on this world can indeed be fortunate for the both of us. Surely you at some point have seen something you wish to change about the world? I understand that feeling. The desire to change your environment, bend it to your will. Well, small one, together we can make it suit the both of us. Yes. Yes. I can feel it. You are beginning to understand. I was right to choose you. You are a logical creature. An intelligent creature. You can see how it benefits you to aid me, and in turn, gain power. Everything will change for you. You will taste the true power of my hive, this power of change, to adapt to your environment, and to make your environment adapt to your needs. Your kind have already done this to a degree. You have created safe havens in which to live, extracted a wealth of resources from your planet, and created wonders I cannot recall ever witnessing, even with all my genetic memories. But with the Hive, small one, you can now reach a new level. Whether you choose to conquer or guide, share openly or hide away, your fate is now truly in your control. Provided, of course, that you accept. So tell me, small one, do you? Yes. You have made the right choice. You will serve the Hive well, and I will reward you well for your service. I eagerly welcome you in as the newest member of the Hive, Geneweaver. I will send my children to fetch you and bring you to me. They are swift and they are stealthy and will not cause any disturbance. And once you are here with me, small one, we can begin our work together. I look forward to seeing you with my own eyes, Geneweaver.